Could you provide some guidance on when to patiently endure or when to use discernment to deal with what's coming?
Wholesome dumbness increase, unwholesome dumbness decrease.
Yeah, so it seems like they're not mutually exclusive.
Yes, this is true. There's always going to be a mix. And there's going to be some confusion. Because the unwholesome dhammas seem to be more... They're much better at advertising than the wholesome dhammas.
Yeah, I like the phrase in there. I forget exactly how I phrased it, but like I said, if someone's abusing you or giving you some sort of, you know, saying something unpleasant, it's an invitation to experience an emotion.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, really. Yeah, it's not a... it doesn't have to be. It's not a given result. It's sort of you've been invited and you can choose to pick up the invitation or not. And of course the course of wisdom is sort of like like Ajahn Chah's, the story of Ajahn Chah being, his palms being read by the fortune teller, and says, you've got a lot of anger. And he says, Ajahn Chah, yes, but I don't use it. The invitation is there from former habits, but it's not, you don't have to use it. Okay.